They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
We're back.
We're back.
Happy New Year's Eve. It's fucking New Year's Eve.
December 31st. Hello.
Hello. Hope you guys are being safe, but also celebrating.
Yes.
We're going to be in a party dress because we chose... Why not?
I don't think it'll get here in time, but I'm still going to feel fabulous, even if I have to be naked.
Even if you have to be naked. I just think it's important to feel good.
Yes.
Today?
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what we're going to do some hyping up at the end.
Let's do
like,
it.
Like, let's just feel good today. Like, let's despite everything, there's a lot of shit. Despite it all, let's feel good.
Let's feel good.
Let's
here
feel
we go. Good.
Here we go. So, before we get into the hype part... How do you feel? I know we talked about our words on Monday, which mm-hmm.
love
the words. How do you feel about like manifesting?
Yeah,
because I have a strong feeling on it.
Oh, I love that. What, do you want to start?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Overall, great. I think my headspace has been a little like clouded these past like 1-2 days. So it's made the idea of manifesting like not be at the top of my mind. But mm-hmm. overall, when I get out of the suck and focus on how much I already know I'm capable of and how much more I'm excited for when it comes to the future, I feel really good about it. I haven't sat down and actually done it just yet because there are a few areas in which I'm looking to focus on a bit more than I have in the past. It's something I've been saying and it's been a long time coming. But yeah, I'm excited. Overall, I'm excited about the idea of manifesting. I just feel like my energy is like off, but I am excited, especially like for me, the idea of a like a clean slate of some sort when it comes to like the three piece of me is like so therapeutic. A new year, a new month, a new like it's everything when it comes to that. So I feel good in that sense.
Interesting. I have a different feeling on it.
Tell me.
It's not a negative feeling. It's just different. And I've never had this feeling before because usually I'm the same way. You know, there's like the whole like new year, new me thing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, how do I say this? I just feel like continuing.
Mm. I had a feeling you were going to say something like this. Continue.
Oh, you did? Interesting. Yeah, I feel like that idea of like a clean slate mm-hmm. feels not right to me personally. And like what does feel good is like continuing mm-hmm. and like continuing in whatever capacity that means of like whatever it has to do with. But like I feel like the ball is in motion mm-hmm. and like it needs to just keep rolling.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. And that's why I was curious to where you were going with it and had a inkling. Because I think one of the most healing things when it came to, how do I word this? In my most natural way that I've always been, it's been a clean slate. It's been, you know, how do we start this year? How do we start it strong? It's normally been with some like crazy diet that nobody can stick to.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't do that shit.
No, don't do that. But it's been fascinating because weirdly enough, like I'm still, the three part of me still wants to set all these goals. And I guess the reason I said that funny enough actually is like financially, which I'll get into later, which is why that feels like a clean mm-hmm. slate. But when it comes to things that I've struggled with in the past, one of the most healing tools that I could have learned is that is to stop fixating on a clean slate, a new month, on like all this stuff, and to focus on everything being a piece of the journey and a part of the story. So when it comes to stuff like health and fitness and all of that, I've put a lot of pressure on myself every month, every year, every whatever, to like start these intense or at least ambitious goals. And it's been really cool, especially in that piece of my journey, to think of it as different habits or different, you know, I don't know, something as stupid as this past week. When it comes to like being at home, that's one thing I'll tell you about not being at home. I don't drink enough water when I'm home. It's very strange.
I understand.
But anyways, so I love that you said that. And I think that in a really interesting way, it's a mentality that so many people can benefit from adopting. And something that's really benefited me in a lot of ways is to, when we focus so much on beginning and end, there's a lot less consistency that comes into play in every capacity. Yeah. Like even when it comes to like if we set a goal, okay, on January 1st, I'm going to meditate every single day. Okay, that's great. I love that goal for you. But when we think about like coming from right now and appreciating how many times we already have meditated and then continuing that and continuing it for the growth, it just makes a big difference. So long story short, I love that.
Yeah. It's just like, that's what feels right. Like just continuing. And I feel like something that we've learned from this year is that we cannot predict the future, and that like so much is out of our control because outside circumstances make things possible or impossible. And surrendering to that and understanding that like you cannot control so much of your life. Like, of course, there's things that you can here and there within certain capacity, but like we cannot control so much of what is going to happen. And through that all of like just continuing.
I love that. That's beautiful. And I think in a lot of ways that does feel aligned. And in some ways, I think when it comes especially to, and I'm curious as to, I'm sure your answer is the same, but especially when it comes to like, because I struggle so much with letting go of things, for some reason, the idea of a new year like makes me feel like I can let go. I don't know if that makes...
I get that. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
100%. And if that works for you, that's amazing.
Oh, totally.
Like, no. Everyone's approach is going to be different.
So different. But I think in a lot of ways, adopting a mentality of continuing and everything being part of your story, if there's any better way to say that, is like a really healthy way of looking at it.
Well, and I agree, like there's things to let go of, like I said on Monday, of like shedding things. But like my vision of it is like this like ball that's like rolling down the street, and an object in motion stays in motion. It's like this ball like rolling down the street, and like things are flying off of it that like no longer serve the ball. You know, it's rolling. You're and very they're visual. Just flying off. I know, and I've always had a problem visualizing, but my visualizing is getting better.
Maybe it's partially the throat chakra unclogging.
Unclogging.
And somehow going into your eyeballs.
I love it.
In your brain.
Well, you know, it's just like this little bowling ball just like rolling down, and things are flying off that aren't serving it anymore. Yeah. And like, it's just going to keep on 100%. Rolling. Might hit a couple bumps.
Might hit a couple. A few.
Maybe a hill that it has to roll up, and then maybe a hill that it's going to roll fucking fast down.
I love a downhill.
Love a down.
Low a downhill on the... something in motion.
On a positive note.
Yeah. Something in motion. Like on a bicycle when you don't have to pedal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so much momentum.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. No, I love that. I'm really glad you shared that, because I think it'll benefit not only people who have like any sort of extremist mentality, but I think also just this whole idea of like, we've talked about it, people do set crazy standards for themselves, and sometimes there's a productive aspect to it, but other times, yeah, I think the idea of surrendering makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
For sure.
Surrendering to the idea of like there being a greater plan for you, surrendering to the idea that not everything is under your control, like it's deeply uncomfortable. The idea for me even makes me uncomfortable, and sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't think about it that way. But to think about yourself and your story in motion and doing what you can when you can, and that doesn't mean, again, we always say, it doesn't mean being stagnant, and it still can
right,
mean
I think people get confused that surrendering means not trying. And I'm doing all of the trying. Like, I have worked harder the past week than I have probably all year.
Yeah.
Because I have surrendered to the fact that I cannot control things, and it's given me more motion.
And I think that's a big key to it, is that it doesn't equate to not trying. It doesn't equate to not giving it your best shot. I think that's where people get confused.
100%.
Is they assume the idea of surrendering, I keep like literally like closing my eyes and trying to picture the words that I'm trying to say. The idea of surrendering, I think, puts less pressure on the judgment that we give ourselves.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. It It's not, look, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to kick ass here and kick ass there, but I'm going to be kind to myself along the way. I'm going to appreciate the small wins. I'm going to, you know, learn from this and do all that, because I think where we get stuck and where we fall and where we stay in the suck and judge ourselves is when we focus on why didn't I do that? Why am I not enough? Why am I not getting there?
Why isn't the universe showing up for me? Why isn't this doing this? Why isn't this working out for me? We do that so often. Why is this happening to me? Why isn't this working out for me? And that's why I love like thinking of surrendering of that vision of that ball in motion. Like it's, you're going. Mm-hmm. And like there's gonna be bumps that you can't control. Yeah. And that's okay, because your ball keeps rolling.
I absolutely love that. I think that goes with so much that we've talked about and like haven't even conceptualized that we've talked about. Like saying with Jordan Syed, I know we talked about progress as long as you don't give up. That's something that I say all the time. Something that I say to girls that I speak to weekly and talk to that are struggling with food and body. It could just be applied to anything. We have this idea that if we're not perfect at something all the time, and perfect, by the way, in our opinions, means never having a misstep. Mm-hmm. But it's not about that. It's about continuing to try and continuing to show up. Things will get hard. Things will get in the way. But the more we have this idea that if we don't like harp on ourselves, that we're going to get like lax and that we're not going to accomplish. And I think that if we are able to combine that grit and grace that we always come back to, like we combine the two, sugar. And like, you will get to where you're going because you're going to keep doing 1% every day. Exactly. As opposed to totally stopping and judging yourself for not being where you thought you would be. Mm. So, yeah. When it comes to finances, Julia, that is a big thing I'm working on. Let's hear it. That feels like a clean slate.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not even going to take a lot of time for this at all, because it's not. It's just, I don't have enough money saved up. There's the enough thing. But long story short, I'm going to work really hard this year. I'm going to work really hard when it comes to my full-time job. I'm going to set the boundaries that need to be set. And I'm going to start saving some money, because eventually in the future, I know that it's going to benefit me a lot. And I put a lot of pressure on the loans that I have and when they'll get paid off, how they'll get paid off. And I've been real with you guys here before. I'm not a good saver. I'm just not. I love to get people gifts. It's a big, like, I don't know. It's for some reason a love language for me too. And I'm just gonna, I won't get specific about numbers on here, but I have had thoughts about how I'm gonna go about that, because I've definitely judged myself on my inability to do that in the past.
I love that for you.
Or inconsistency. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's that on the finance.
Is there any other aspect of like moving forward that you want to share?
Like manifestations?
Sure. I don't know if I like that word. Yeah. But
I don't know.
I'm gonna, looking forward. No, no, it's not that I don't like the word, because I do believe in manifesting.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused, because you left it in the past.
Yeah. No, I think maybe the connotations around the word of manifesting I don't like.
Tell us about it.
Because I think, like, yes, you should manifest things in your life. You should envision things that you want. Like, I totally believe in that. Like, I say things out loud all the time that I want, and I think that is awesome. I think that the piece around manifesting around the new year feels like it needs to be this, like we were talking about before, from this new place, like this new slate, and it needs to like have a concrete thing that you must achieve. Whereas right now I believe that, like right now, like I said before, like there's so much outside of your control. So I like the idea of like manifesting a vision of your life, mm-hmm. but I don't love like the concrete manifestations that people make around the new year of like, I'm gonna work out,
I'm
every
gonna
day.
Read 100 books,
right? I'm gonna read 100 books, because like you don't know what happened. You might happen, books might be banned. Like,
they're gonna be said, there's gonna be
no more books,
there's no like, books.
And you can't, and then your manifestation is done,
and the internet is broken,
and the internet no is broken Kindle. Like there is nothing, like you can't read. Like
I understand what you're saying, you know, so not something saying? That's like so deeply
rigid.
100, yes, okay, I understand.
Yeah, but I like the idea of manifesting things for your life. I just think that around the new year people get that confused with like harsh, rigid rules that you're going to set into place for your life.
Yeah, and I think that it's also like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that that's a really cool thing about your own evolving. How the fuck do you say that? Evolving, involvement, whatever. Evolution, duh.
Duh.
Your own evolution is, I think, we're going to work on our vocabulary. In the past, as episode one, like you did set very rigid goals for yourself. Like you did say, I'm going to get X amount of acting jobs this year. Like that was one of your things. And it's none of whatever it ended up being had nothing to do with Julia's talent.
No,
or
my
ambition.
Industry was completely shut down.
And her industry is, but that I think is a really cool evolution of your own, is to be to see these things as like almost greater than yourself. Of course, there are so many pieces that come from Julia and the way she thinks about it, the way she talks to herself, but to also see how much like our own thoughts about life and about ourselves and our accomplishments and our goals and whatever, all these things that we have, is that it's not negative to set like things that you hope to do or have or whatever, but that the like this rigidity can really come back and bite us.
Yeah, can I give an example?
Yeah.
I think like an example of like the way I would have done before versus the way I'm gonna do it now, which I think one is not serving us and one is, personally. Everyone's gonna be different. But like in the past, I would have said, this year I'm gonna book 3 acting jobs that are with like this network or this person or this whatever, or pay this amount or whatever. You know, I'm gonna book 3. Like that's a very like rigid thing that is 100% out of my control.
Yeah.
Whether I book 3 jobs or not is completely outside of my control, because there's things I can do to set myself up to book jobs, but like that's out of my control. There was a fucking pandemic. There were no jobs to book. Like, so
yeah,
something like that I feel like is not serving. Something that I would say this year is like, I am going to level up in my career. I am going to choose joy in like every step of the way of working towards my goals. I am worthy of achieving my dreams. I am going to, you know, like show up in joy and peace as I move through my day. Like things like that, I feel like, yes, that's manifesting the life like that I want. I'm going to level up in my career. Like that can mean a million different things. Like that can mean I'm gonna book more jobs, better jobs. That can mean I'm gonna work every day towards my goal. That can mean I'm gonna believe I'm worthy in my goal. Like I just think that is that type of manifesting is more serving to me, at least.
No, because
that is in my control.
100%. And that's really, really what I meant, is to how fascinating and cool it is to see how much your own like manifestation has changed in just in a year, I guess, in just a few months. How much even these things that have shifted your life in perspective, that at one point felt like they had no meaning, but how much that's even shifted the way you think about your own life.
And some people might need rigid goals. That's fair. But I think
also that there's a difference between unshakable rigidity or like inflexible or whatever we want to call it. Like I think that's the difference, is if we set a goal of, okay, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah 10 times, and then you don't do it, and then you judge yourself for not doing that when it's not in your control. That's where the issue comes up. But I think there's not like, again, it's between person to person. I do think there is some benefit. I don't mean for you. I mean for like for myself. I know when I get a little bit specific on, I don't know, I'm going to level up in, okay, this. I'm going to level up when it comes to my finances. And for me personally, because mama loves to spend, she needs to get a little specific about how much she's going to save.
For sure.
But that doesn't mean it shakes this and this about my character. And I think that's the biggest difference.
But you're going to give yourself grace if one day you spend too much.
Of course. Like that, and that's the difference. And I think that's
where
like,
if one day like something happens and you need to spend money on something.
Yeah. Like that's so different. And I think that's the thing that we're both like working around and trying to get to, is it's the specificity of something isn't the issue. It's like these goals we set when they're so intense and so emotionally charged. And honestly, when a lot of our identity is tied to them, right? Especially when it comes to you for like your profession, like, yeah, for me, when it comes to like money and stuff like that, is it partially like give me a piece of, oh, well, you're irresponsible, you know, you're not being a good adult or whatever. Yeah. But I think like the whole thing that we're encompassing here is really leading with a different energy and leading with kindness and joy and finding joy in those moments. And I think a lot of times, especially when it comes to work, we put so much pressure on ourselves. So I guess just finding more joy.
And I think setting things in a way of like asking yourself, like, what feels confining and what feels freeing?
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful question.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And like setting your goals, setting your intentions, your manifestations with that in mind. Definitely. Is this a manifestation that is confining, or is this a manifestation that's freeing and is going to allow me room to achieve my goals, my visions, my dreams, my whatever?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of like confusion around the word freedom, because I think although there's so much beauty that we see in the word freedom, I think sometimes people start to think that like freedom means, I don't know how to say this.
It's so funny how definition of certain words control so much of our way of thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I think you and I, through this podcast, have redefined so many words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, so incredible. Because, like, Right. Some people might take freeing as like, it's a free for all. Do whatever you want.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. Be lazy. Don't work towards your things. No.
No, that's not what it is.
Like, freeing to me is like the capacity to say yes, to say no, to work towards mm-hmm. my choose. Goals, my dreams, to choose to have the space to be abundant.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is actually such a good point, is I think that when you actually start to break it down and have conversations and let these things out and just like allow your own perspective to shift, like mm-hmm. there's such a beautiful, magical place that you can find, because even in moments where things feel off or where you feel off or you don't feel like you're just even internally feeling like the best version of yourself or showing up for people, even one freaking day out of the year, like there's still a different feeling that you have. I don't know, when you really believe that everything happens for a reason, when you really believe in, I don't know, when you really just believe, I guess, mm-hmm. in all of that. And I think that's a big hesitation that people have, because we're so afraid to not excel. We're so afraid to not have like all these crazy things to share with others about what we're accomplishing, that people are afraid to find, to redefine things mm. and to find a different meaning and redefine what things mean to them.
It's really so funny though, because like one of my biggest fears is not achieving the things, the goals that I have for myself, the thing, my purpose, mm-hmm. what I know that I want to do. But the way I used to look at it was very confining, and now mm-hmm. it feels so much freer, and I'm still working on that, but like it feels so much freer and I feel so much closer than I ever have before mm. because I've allowed myself to shift my mindset on it.
Yeah. And how beautiful to be able to get to a place that you wanted to get to in a way that feels positive instead of in a way that feels honestly like toxic.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, because I think so many people come across that, and it's just, I hope that everyone goes into 2021 honestly thinking about everything that we've talked about and figuring out like what it means to you. Like in some ways, yeah, the aspect of a clean slate in the sense of letting some of the things go feels aligned. And then in some ways it feels toxic and it feels like pressuring. And in a lot of ways, a cute little bowling ball in motion feels really aligned and feels like we're constantly setting these goals at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, just at all these different times when we only have one life and we only have one body and our soul and all these different things. And our choices play a big role, especially if they're treated with kindness, but not everything's in our control. So to actually be able to experience our life and treat ourselves and others in the way that we desire most,
mm-hmm.
like how beautiful would that be if we just released the pressure?
It is. It's lovely. Also, if you're feeling like you can't,
Julia, where did this come from?
We're just having an accent now. If you're feeling like you can't do any, like if you feel like you can't do anything, mm-hmm. like if you feel like you're bogged down by everything that happened this year or whatever's going on in your life, and you can't do anything, you can't envision what this next year is going to be like, you can't feel like you have goals or manifestations, like that is okay. Mm. Like honor where you are, and you're gonna get through it, and there's gonna be a light at the end of the tunnel. Like honor where you are, and you might be there for a little while, like that's okay. Like I saw there's like this like thing going on TikTok where this girl's like, we're gonna walk into 2021 really quietly and like nobody's gonna touch anything and we're gonna see how it goes, because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, there's this whole thing of like fuck 2020, like thank god, like 2021 new awesome amazing, like it might be jack shit.
Yeah, because we thought the same thing about 2020. Yeah, like,
walk in, don't fucking touch anything. Yeah. And we'll see how it goes. Mm. Like that's okay.
Yeah, that is okay. And I know this time of year brings a lot of pressure for people that do feel exactly like how you just described. Yeah. That they're like, I feel shit.
And it's all right.
And it is all right. It's gonna be okay. If you do feel that way, that you are talking to people that can help
yeah.
remind you why you are so important and cared for and loved.
I love that. You are. And that's why we're going to talk about a little hyping up.
Oh!
We're going to hype ourselves up.
Yes.
We're going to feel amazing tonight.
Mm.
Even if you're alone in your pajamas, you're going to feel amazing.
Yeah, was I supposed to start it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just think, despite it all, the one thing we can do today on this New Year's Eve is feel fucking good about ourselves and tell yes. ourselves how much we fucking love ourselves.
Yes.
Because you're a 10 out of 10.
A 10 fucking amazing, out of 10.
Even if you don't feel it, I promise you it's true. And we're going to do a little work towards just that. Yes. If we can do anything, we're going to do a little work just towards that. We're going to do it right now.
Right now, this second.
So whether
DJ
you,
Julia.
Whether you are putting on your favorite playlist and getting your makeup on, even to stay inside of the apartment, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be with a playlist and a full face of makeup in my apartment. Not and going a wing anywhere. Liner. Maybe a wing liner, because that's what's going to make me feel good on New Year's Eve. But for you, if it's like pajamas and a tub of ice cream, amazing. Whatever it is, whether you're alone, whether you're with family, with loved ones, safely, whatever it is, right now, we're going to have some self-love.
Ooh.
So Brenda, do this with us, everybody. Maybe put on a playlist while you're doing this. I love a playlist. We had a little dance party before this episode. What are three adjectives that you love about you right now?
Right now, this second. I am compassionate.
Oh.
I was gonna say something about my smile, but that doesn't make sense.
I love that.
I love my smile. Yes, it is contagious.
It is. What's number three?
Okay, and number three is I don't want to say ambitious, but I am.
Yes, she
is. I am
ambitious. She's fucking ambitious.
And what about you, Julia? Three things right now, DJ Julia, coming up for you live.
I am awesome at putting on great music for when I need to hype myself up. Are. I am optimistic.
Oh, love that about her.
And I am empathetic.
Aww. Yes, she is.
Yes.
And now we want to make sure that we take one moment for you guys to do the same thing. And dear listener, what are three things you love about yourself right now?
Say them. Scream them.
Say them.
Scream them.
I am awesome.
I am awesome.
I hope you said that.
I hope so. Brenna, now I want to know three words that you're going to embody in 2021.
Three words I'm going to
I know
to
we
embody.
Said our like year word.
Yeah, our year word is unapologetic.
Yeah, you can include that in two others.
This one's a little harder to think about on the spot.
All good.
Three words that I'm going to embody.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence.
Yes.
Bravery.
Ooh. No, that's two.
And grace.
Okay, so we're doing year word plus three.
Oh, I guess so.
I love it. I can't do math. I like grace. I like grace a lot. I love that.
Yeah, I think grace will definitely come into play in those moments where, like, you're trying to, when you are combining the grit and grace, like I said. Yeah, there we go.
I love it. I love it.
And you?
Well, my year word is abundance, and my three words that I'm going to embody are joyful. Mm. I'm going to be free and a vessel for love.
Oh, my God. Gosh, dear listener, if that didn't get you started for your three words that you're going to embody in 2021, here goes one. There's your spot. Two, there's your next spot. Three, there's your third word.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
DJ Julia coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
I really love that. I think those are great words, and it's so funny that a lot of the words that I selected, I feel like encompass me being like bold and authentic. Yeah. Where, like, I also really, really do, without taking up much time, like, I do want to, like, sink into gratitude and not always be so focused on, it's funny, because I do very much live for other people, but I also do notice that in the moments where I'm with me, it's mostly, like, trying to achieve or trying to be better, and although that's important, presence is really important, too. Mm-hmm. Presence and gratitude and all those buzzwords we use, but really, like, when you actually choose to sink into them, there's less of the suck. You know?
You. Well, I hope that gave you a little hype. Just a little. Mm-hmm. And Brenda, is there anything you want to include before we wrap it on up?
I think I just want to take a second for anyone that's made it thus far to thank you guys, because in this year of 2020, there's been ups and downs, and you guys have really been here along with us on the ride. We've chosen to be as authentic as we can be with you. Yeah, you've been there through the laughter, through the accents, through the tears, through...
This really has been a journal of this past crazy year.
Isn't that... It's going to be so freaking crazy to look back on.
Oh my God. But, it's so funny. Like the person I was, I think, when we started this. Mm-hmm. It was only a year ago.
And I have to agree. So thank you guys for loving and embracing the versions of us that you've seen from the beginning of Roaring 20s podcast to where we are right now. And most likely when we do this again next year, we're going to be different too.
Because you know what? That's why we started this. It's like these 20s, they're fucking crazy. Like they're the most exciting and confusing years of your life. That's what we say. And it's true. And I'm just glad that we get to go go on this journey together, because that's what your 20s is for. It's for changing, it's for growing, evolving, falling, getting back up, and I'm glad we get to do it all together.
Yeah, me too. And you guys get to see our evolution right here live.
And hopefully it's making you feel less alone.
Hopefully so. We really appreciate you. We know there are a lot of people out there that are super dedicated to being listeners of Roaring 20s podcast. So we are just getting started. We have some great announcements. Ow, ow. And definitely be around for our 100th episode coming soon.
Oh, yes. And Happy New Year's, Happy guys. New Year. I just am sending you all so much love, light, abundance,
joy, peace.
Everything.
Everything.
Love.
Sending you all of it.
Sending health.
Health. Oh my sending gosh. Sending you so much health.
Sending you all Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We love you.
We love
and
you.
And you're a 10 out of 10. 10.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Roaring 20s Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together.
Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring 20s Podcast.
You get to start your week with us and end your week with us. With love, Brenda and Julia.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.